Welcome to the Eddie Height Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Height, and I'm so glad you've joined me on this Tuesday morning as we continue talking and sharing about miracles I have seen and lessons I have learned. Today I want to share with you an amazing story about a woman who was healed of a cracked spine, who was bedfast. She was healed of a cracked spine. And the lesson that I would say I learned, or not for the first time, but was reaffirmed, don't go by outward experience. You can't judge what God is doing, or if God is doing, by outward appearance. Now, this was shortly after Sue and I married, so this has been 45 years ago. It's probably 1977, and we were living in New Brunswick, Canada, the city of St. John's, whose hometown, New Brunswick, borders on Maine. And we were attending a church. Sue knew some of the people. Now, remember, I'm new to these folks, but Sue knew some of the people. Actually, while she was in Bible school, there had been a church split of the church that she had been a part of. Now, this was the group that had gone off and they had started a new congregation. And I'll tell you, there were great moves of God there. And the reason was nobody in this group, and there was probably 150, 200 people attending these services. It was a large church that had split. And won't go into the details of that because I want to focus on the miracle. But the people, none of them felt led to lead. None of them felt called to be a pastor. And so they were really desperate and crying out to God, and the men were having prayer meetings in the church that they had rented, and every Saturday night, and walking the floors and praying, and God was responding to their desperate cry for help. And so we had started going and attending there, and they asked me to preach on a Sunday night. They found out I was, you know, a preacher, and so they asked me to preach on a Sunday night. Now, Sue and I have just recently graduated from Bible school from Christ for the Nations, and this is the beginning of our life together. So I preach on Sunday night. I don't preach on faith and healing. I preach about family relationships, and I give a invitation for people who want prayer. And there are a lot of people come forward, and in retrospect, looking back, I would say I remember there was a lot of women came forward, and I think some of them were having troubles in their marriage, and some were concerned about their children, and there was quite a number who came forward. And so I went down along the line praying for each one, and there was a lot of emotions. There was a lot of crying and emotions, I remember. I came to one woman in the line. She was not standing. She was sitting on the altar bench. This church had a long altar bench, and these people I was praying for, they were standing just behind the altar bench. But this woman, she sat on it, and very expressionless. I prayed, laid my hands on and prayed for her. Her face showed no expressions. She looked very somber, almost stoic, no expressions at all. And so I went on praying for people, and it seemed that everybody else was feeling something, and some crying and praying out loud. But this woman, she never opened her mouth, never expressed any words, never showed any response or anything. And so when I got through praying the line, I thought, well, I'm going to go back and pray. I felt to pray for her again. So I went back and I laid my hands on her and I prayed again. It was the same thing. She never opened her mouth, no show of any expressions of anything. And I thought, this is what I thought to myself, she didn't get anything. Oh, how wrong I was. The next Sunday morning service, this woman stands up. She wants to give a testimony. Of course, I didn't know her. I didn't know anything about her. But she says, I'm astounded at what she says. She says, you all know, most of you know, that I have been bedfast. She said, I've had a cracked spine. I've been diagnosed with a cracked spine. I've been bedfast. She said, I've lived in continual pain. She said, Stan, that was her husband. She said, he's had to feed me and turn me over in bed. She said, but last Sunday night, I was determined I was going to come to church. And she said, I was in so much pain. And she said, I went forward for prayer and I sat on the altar bench and she said, I was in so much pain. And then she looked at me. She said, but when you prayed for me the second time, all the pain left my body and I have not had any pain since. Oh my goodness. When I prayed for her, I didn't feel anything, and she didn't show any expression that she felt anything. And based on the feelings and experience, my inner response was, well, she didn't get anything. Oh, how wrong I was. My friends, do not judge by outward experience. Do not judge by emotion and hype. Yes, many times when God touches people, there will be emotion. There will be some kind of, you know, of boisterous expression and shouts of praise and so on. And hey, I love it when that happens. But don't base your faith on that. Don't assume that that's how it will always be when God is performing miracles. I would say that that is one of the most dramatic miracles that I have been a part of. And yet, from all outward appearances, it looked and seemed that she had received nothing. And yet, it was one of the most amazing miracles that I have had the joy and the privilege to participate in. And it's interesting. She said, when you prayed for me the second time, not the first time. And you know, yeah, I did feel to pray for her the second time, but I remember I felt to pray for her because I felt like she didn't get anything the first time when I prayed for her. So I'm going to pray for her again. But when I prayed for her again, I had the same response. I don't think she got anything. Now, what's interesting, there was a lot of emotion, a lot of weeping. I did not hear any testimonies from anyone except this one woman. My friends, do not judge by outward appearance, but just leave it in the hands of God. Leave it in the hands of God. You don't know what marvelous things God may be doing as a result of your second prayer. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Hey, you know what? I want to tell you about something. And I am recording this several days before it happens, but I am looking forward to taking this podcast to video where it will be on, you'll see these on video, you'll see my face. At this time, now this, we're still, when I'm recording this, we're still in the month of August, but we are very close. We're within about $3,500 of having what we need to purchase the most advanced high-tech video broadcast, streaming broadcast recording equipment that is available today. Going to be able to do amazing things with it. And if you would like to give a donation, now you may hear that we've already have the money. If we have, just forget about what I'm saying. But if you would like to give a donation to our broadcast ministry that is coming forth, it's like a new resurgence of it, with a brand new studio, if you would like to give towards that, then go to my website, eddiehyatt.com. And even if we have the new equipment, there are other expenses involved. I invite you, if you are not already a friend and partner of this ministry, ask the Lord if he'd have you to give a donation. And there is a information right there. There is a PayPal icon. If you like to use Zelle, you can use my email, DrEddieHyatt@gmail.com. And I want to pray a prayer for you today. In the name of Jesus, I prayed that prayer. I didn't think anything was happening, but things were happening. So I want to pray a prayer, and I believe things are going to happen because God is a prayer-answering God. He said, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you don't know about. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now for my friends that are listening to this broadcast. I pray that you will touch their lives where they have need. Work mighty miracles of healing, miracles of restoration, miracles, heal marriages, restore broken family relationships, heal relationships between parents and daughters and sons and children. Yes, God, restore the hearts of the children to their parents and the parents to their children. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you for working mighty things, Lord, as a result of this prayer and our faith today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We're going to continue talking about more miracles I have seen and lessons I have learned. God bless.